This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Good afternoon, Melbourne. This is Joy 94.9. You're on the Escape Hour with Russ, Fiona and Mark. Welcome to the Escape Hour, your food and travel show. It's an absolute pleasure to be here this Saturday. So today we're going to be travelling off to Pakistan, which is going to be absolutely fabulous. We can't wait to get there and we'll be visiting Islamabad and Karachi. With me in the studio today is the lovely and the effervescent and one of the most stunning women in Melbourne, Ms. Fiona Brooke. How are you today, darling?
Pretty good, thanks, Russ.
You're looking
pretty
gorgeous, good. You are. You're, you know, sexy in black, as they say.
Well, you know, just couldn't actually figure out the clothes this morning, so just you go black.
Oh, you're feeling a bit hungover today, doll?
Just a little tired. I didn't sleep that well.
Stayed home with your hubby last night, did you?
I did, and he was not working today. So because he was not working, he was still sleeping, which meant when I got out of bed to get ready, I just had to, like, go into the cupboard and pull things out in the dark. That's why I thought just black would be good.
I was much younger. I was a travel agent and I'd put my little travel agent's uniform on to go to work. And then if I'd had a big night out, Friday night drinks, remember in those days in the 80s, I'd just wear my travel uniform to bed and then get up the next morning and put a little bit of lippy on and go straight to work. I did.
Russ, you're too much.
Hey, I've got some news. Qantas is trying something new at Sydney Airport. This is going to blow you away. You're not going to believe
it. Tell me.
Okay, what they're doing is they're going to be doing away with passports. Can you believe this?
Taking all the fun out of travel. If you don't get the stamp,
come on,
have you really been
at home that night before you're about to travel away thinking, where the hell is that book?
Well, I've had a couple of scary passport stories, actually. Terrible one when I was living in New York. I was going to get on a plane. The plane was leaving in the afternoon and in the morning, only the morning of, did I say I need to get my passport. And, of course, I couldn't find it.
Right.
Rummaged around the whole room. Then, in an extreme panic, realised that my immigration lawyer had it because we were in the process of getting some new papers and she had it. And I rang her and she was like, indeed, I do have your passport. And I said, oh, that's fantastic. I've got just enough time to pop down to your office in Madison Avenue and pick it up. And she said, oh, I'm not in my Madison Avenue office today. I'm in my Greenwich, Connecticut office today.
Well, how did you do that?
Well, fortunately, I had a couple of hours. I got on the taxi to the 42nd Street train station, Grand Central, jumped on a train. It's a one-hour train ride. It's the first stop. It's an express. Ran out, ran through the snow to her office.
Yes.
She handed it to me, and then I ran back to Manhattan, and then I couldn't get a taxi from the then I had to get back to my house to pick up my luggage and then I tried to get a bus and couldn't get a bus and it was snowing and I had to get a taxi and I finally made it to the airport and then the flights were all delayed because of the snow.
Thank God for that.
Well, that's true, but I could have done without the stress.
Oh, what a stressful thing. Well, soon you won't have to worry about that.
Oh, that's right,
sort of
Qantas.
Stress.
Yes, Qantas. But why are they
Qantas
doing
that? Sydney Airport are trialling facial recognition where you will no longer need a passport. So what's going to happen is you will basically go to the airport, they will scan your face, that will be your check-in for the flight, and then you will go to the immigration desk and they'll scan your face again and that'll be going through immigration and customs. And then you will go to the gate where you will scan your face again and you'll get on the plane and away you go. And there'll be no more passports anymore.
Well, are there any other airports that are doing this around the world or is it just...
Well, it's Sydney Airport and Qantas at the moment, but I would imagine if it's successful, they will sign as many airlines and as many airports up as possible. But I just think it's fabulous.
Yeah?
I can't tell you. My passport photos over the years have been just so darn ugly. I really haven't been pretty. I've looked like I've been a criminal. I look like I've been transitioning to a woman. You name it. It's all been happening on my passport photos.
You're just doing it for vanity's purpose. I mean, otherwise...
And you're not allowed to smile anymore, are you?
I've got a little smile on mine.
I've got that a little bit of a cheeky smile on
there. Yeah, I got away with that.
Now, another study that's been happening this week, Fee, is travel addiction. Have you heard about this new thing?
I haven't. I think I've got it. I just don't have the budget to really
Okay, well,
fully
let me find out if you've got it. How many apps have you got on your phone that are related to travel?
Oh, actually, not that many.
No? You don't have any apps on your phone related to travel? Okay. Well, you might
maybe,
not be an
addict. No, I might have one or two, but really, only one or two.
Okay. How many frequent flyer clubs do you belong to?
Only one.
Only one? Okay. All right. Do you know where your passport is now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you only feel happy when you're planning a holiday?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know where you're going on your next three trips?
Well, I've got a whole lot of ideas, but nothing's
okay,
booked yet.
Got a whole heap of ideas.
Oh, right. Yeah. Always got a list.
Okay. You've always got a list. It's you're hedging towards travel addiction, and there is only one way to overcome such a terrible addiction.
Get on an aeroplane and travel.
Travel.
I could
Mark,
see that coming.
Mark Adams has just joined us, and he's a bit of a travel addict. Do you? Are you? There's a thing called travel addiction. That's something quite new that is coming out. That people
how do
are
I
only,
get it?
Well, there's that evil voice.
I want that travel addiction.
Yeah, it's something new that they've identified that people who know where their passport is have
know their passport number.
Yeah, know their passport number. That's a good one.
Yeah, I know mine.
Are always an ready to go, have travel airline travel membership with umpteen airlines.
So this is not an anti-vaxxers thing.
Your phone is full of Expedia, you name
correct.
It, they're all on there.
Yep. Airline.
Yeah, you're a travel addict.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I'm pretty comfortable with it. So I'm embracing my addiction, okay. If that is.
My name's Russ and I'm a travel agent.
My prerequisite for being. We could always, not that we're going to change the name of our show, because we've just got our new Facebook page, but we could have subtitle. The Escape Hour for travel addicts.
Yes, have a look at
that. Well, that's nice. I like that.
Yep.
We've got some video footage from Fire Island, where it's Pride Month in the United States, and there's a drag performer with a Miss Piggy mask on doing a dance.
I have seen that.
Sissy That Pork.
So that's something new that we can announce this week. Our Facebook page is live.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get on Escape Hour. Go
it's
on,
free to join. It. Why aren't you there?
Yeah, I'd love to see you all on there. You know, we'll
imagine charging to join.
Yeah.
No. So Mark, can you tell me what happened to our theme song?
It went the way of the dodo.
Oh.
It's programmed. It should be ready to go.
We don't need it now.
We don't need
should
it
we sing
now.
It live?
From LA to New York to New York to LA.
From New York to LA.
I've had singing lessons once, and that wasn't a good look.
Didn't work.
I used to live with a singing teacher. The deal was she would give me free singing lessons, and I had to clean the bath after she'd been in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty weird.
It is weird, isn't it?
That's
weird. It's bordering on weird. Yeah. I think
bordering.
So. Bordering on.
I think it's gone through immigration.
Look, you two foodies, has there been anything exciting happening on the food front this week that we don't know about?
Well. Well, there's a new CEO for the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival that is new. Her name is Anthea Lucas.
Congratulations.
She was the long-term editor of Gourmet Traveller in Sydney, but she's from Melbourne originally. She moved back to Melbourne just to, have a break. And then they've taken her on as the new CEO or director of Melbourne Food and Wine Festival. So that's some news.
That's fantastic.
What other news has there been, Russ, in food?
Nothing. No. Well, we've had Food and Wine Week. We've had Beer Week. What's the next one coming up, Fiona? Do you remember off the top of your head? What's the next big
Well, there was Good Food Month, which was in June.
Yeah, which was just finished.
The next food festival is, actually in September is where all the guides come out. Mm. So the Good Food Guide annual book comes out, the Time Out Food Guide comes out, the Gourmet Traveller Guide comes out.
And they're bringing back the Good Food Guide launch for the year to Melbourne.
Yes, it was in Sydney for the past few years.
Yeah,
so the Good Food Guide now is Melbourne and Sydney.
Yeah.
So they've combined them.
Mm.
God, you two are onto it. I can't believe it.
It's another addiction, Russ.
That's right.
Food addiction.
One and many.
And, of course, there's been more scandal and exposure of wage theft within the hospitality industry.
I saw that. That news is big news at the moment, isn't
big
it?
Big names.
That is really big deal. And some really well-known restaurants have closed. For example, Pope Joan.
Oh.
Yep, the wonderful Pope Joan in East Brunswick.
Why did that close down?
Matt Wilkinson just said he was...
Run out of wafers.
He just ran out of energy for it. He's still going to be cooking.
Right.
But he just decided it was time for a little bit of a break.
Right.
I understand. You know, you get bogged down in your own business, and it's time. Sometimes it's time to have a break and get out of town. I have been motivated by our Korean show that we did a couple of weeks ago, and that was absolutely fantastic. So I've just booked myself a trip to South Korea. I'm going to Seoul in a month's time. Looking forward to having a bit of barbecue and Seoul street food.
I would love to go to South Korea.
Yeah, I can't wait.
That sounds amazing. I am still considering going to the Spice Islands in November. And, you know, a friend of mine's trying to convince me to come to Japan for Halloween.
Oh, God, Japan would be good for Halloween.
Yeah, apparently there's this big party that happens in Tokyo where they have rock bands and all of this giant warehouse in over Halloween. So I think that could be really cool. We might be interested in that.
I've had a great Halloween in New York only 2 years ago. I got dressed up as Baby Jane and, man, did it go off. There's nothing quite like dressing up in New York City on Halloween and going in the Halloween parade. There's about a million people who line the streets of New York, and you line up at this designated area and you march through the streets of Manhattan dressed in whatever outfit you... I have never seen so many amazing outfits. It was absolutely...
I did a Halloween march in Los Angeles.
How did you find it?
I loved it.
Well, I was
really
fine in
it.
The march. I totally enjoyed it. But then my partner wouldn't dress up because he's a bit, you know, he doesn't like to frock up. He's a bit square, a bit nerdy.
That's a shame.
We got back on the subway to go back to our hotel, and he wouldn't stand next to me because my makeup had run and I looked a bit hideous. So, and, you know, I'm still carrying the doll, Baby Jane and the doll. And anyway, all I could hear were these couple of black girls screaming at me. Would you look at that? Would you look at that? That's some sick-looking Carrie Bradshaw over there. Look at her. It wasn't a good look, but they really know how to make it happen in New York on Halloween.
So as a matter of fact,
31 October every year, if you're looking at going to New York for... And I have to say that there is no reason why you shouldn't be going to Halloween this year for New York, because airfares are at an all-time low. Currently, only $11.99 to go to New York, with good airlines too, so you should get yourself down there and put on your favourite outfit.
As a matter of fact, I've got a new guest for us. So... Brenton Geyer has just spent 5 weeks in New York. He's a regular guest on Saturday Magazine. He's just been there for 5 weeks. He spent some time with a really good friend of mine that we are friends of together. And he can come and tell us all about the scene in New York.
I can't wait to hear about
the scene. I'm going to ask him to come on.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.